Today, Democrat John Kerry is beginning an extended critique of President Bush's national security record. Kerry has prepared a speech for today saying that the president has undermined the legacy of generations of American leadership. Kerry's speech comes one day after former Vice President Al Gore attacked the White House for what Gore called twisted values and atrocious policies in Iraq. We're going to talk about this story with Time magazine correspondent Karen Tumulty, who's in our studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
So John Kerry is saying what's wrong in Iraq as he sees it and what's wrong with the war on terror, but what would he do differently?
Well, you know, 3 months ago, there was a very dramatic difference in approaches between President Bush and John Kerry. John Kerry was arguing very strongly for internationalizing the entire effort. Well, now the president has moved very close to John Kerry's own position. There are some distinctions. John Kerry, for instance, would appoint a high commissioner to sort of cut through the UN bureaucracy. But I think that the distinctions between their two plans right now are probably going to be lost on most Americans.
The two things happening here, the president has been forced to bring in the UN by events, and Kerry, is he also changing his position slightly or recasting his position slightly for a general election?
Not really. At this point, there is a real debate among Democrats whether Kerry should be laying out a very specific strategy or whether, you know, considering the fact that Bush is going to be running on his own record, which at the moment is not looking like as much of an asset as the White House originally thought it would be. Rather, he should maybe just let the White House sort of stew in their own juices, because, again, this is an election that is a referendum on the president's own record.
Are there factors that make it hard for John Kerry to distinguish himself from the president on Iraq?
Well, the first one and most obvious one is that there's a lot of time between now and the election, and we've already seen the White House move quite a bit in their own strategy. Another factor is that we are at war, and anything that he does that looks like it's politicizing a war is going to, you know, have repercussions as well. However, there is also, some Democrats will argue, a burden on him, in fact, to distinguish what he would do, because you look at any poll and you will see that the Democrats run behind the Republicans on national security, sometimes by a margin of 10 to 15 points. And what a Democrat needs to do, some will argue, is to prove that he can fill the big chair on national security.
Is there also a burden on anybody who becomes the expected nominee of a major party for president because, well, John Kerry might win, conceivably, so he might have to actually keep whatever promises he makes on Iraq?
Exactly. And national security does factor into this election more than any other in recent history. The final, however, complication for John Kerry comes in the form of Ralph Nader, who is out there picking up enough percentage points in swing states to possibly be a problem for him and really putting some pressure on him from the left.
And Nader is somebody who does not expect to win, and so he can say whatever he wants.
Exactly, and he's advocating getting out in 6 months, and as there is a, you know, growing anti-war movement in this country, he, in fact, could be capitalizing on that.
I've been seeing poll figures with Nader at, what, 4, 5, 6%, depending on the polls?
Yeah, but that's enough in places like New Mexico and possibly, you know, places like Washington and Oregon.
He could tip some states, as you see it.
Exactly.
Well, Karen, thanks very much for coming by this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Karen Tumulty is national political correspondent for Time magazine.